Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
There's a labyrinth in Pella. Let's go in-depth with Christy Leonard, Assistant Dean of Students, and Brian Campbell, Director of Sustainability Education at Central College. Brian, what's a labyrinth?
A labyrinth is a walking path. It's a little bit like a maze in that there's twists and turns, but there's no wrong turns. So you just, the idea is continuing along the path, and it's kind of a metaphor for life. So this is a traditional practice in lots of different religions and cultures to walk on a path like this, a little bit like a pilgrimage, but without having to travel very far. So you follow the path, and it sort of a way to reflect on those twists and turns that life brings us, and walk into the center of the circular shape and then kind of return back out.
Christy, what's your involvement with this?
So with my working with wellness and trying to infuse wellness into the culture of Central College, this is a spiritual wellness tool. The labyrinth is a spiritual wellness tool, and spirituality is one of the seven dimensions of wellness. And I get to collaborate with Brian on a number of different projects, and we saw an opportunity to collaborate to bring a spiritual wellness tool that also delved into other areas. We'll talk more about the prairie grass that it's in, so environmental as well. But way for students and community members and faculty and staff and our entire community to self-reflect and have a tool for spirituality and to process thoughts and feelings. And like Brian said, it's a metaphor for life and what a person is going through and processing that in whatever way they see fit.
Okay, and so this is a design in the tall grass, in the prairie, right?
Yeah, it's actually a really, really great collaboration with a number of different student projects. So we had a couple students over the past 2 years who reseeded this section of prairie that's alongside the college cross-country course. So they collected seed over several years and really nurtured this section of prairie. And then I taught a class a couple years ago that was focused on walking and all different dimensions, everything from sort of protest to pilgrimage to physical exercise. And one of the projects that they really got excited about was this tradition of labyrinths. And so they put together a proposal that the college would create a labyrinth, and these other students were building this prairie kind of simultaneously. And so it took a little while for all that to come to fruition, But we built this labyrinth over the summer. We mowed a path into this section of prairie, and there's signage out there, and there's signs, both educational signs about prairie, but also kind of explaining the labyrinth. So the hope is that people can make use of that, both college students and folks, as well as the broader community, can find this as a space to be outdoors, to enjoy this native ecosystem of the tallgrass prairie, but also to have, you know, kind of structured way to do this embodied spiritual practice of walking, meditating, prayer, just being outside.
And how do people find it?
So if you go to the Kuiper Athletic Center parking lot, which is just at the west end of our campus, you'll see the soccer fields, and there's a path along the kind of left-hand side of the soccer fields if you go to the west there. And you'll see the disc golf course, and just follow that little path alongside the soccer fields. There's a little section through the woods that opens up, and then you'll see the prairie and the labyrinth. It's just a little ways toward the highway in that patch of prairie.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the new labyrinth in Pella with Christy Leonard, Assistant Dean of Students, and Brian Campbell, Director of Sustainability Education at Central College. this is complex. People have seen like crop circles kinds of things, and you know, in the news, it's sort of like that, isn't it?
Yeah, and when my class was learning about this, they looked into there's lots of different shapes that show up in different cultures. So ancient Greece, sort of medieval Europe, Christian churches had labyrinths built into the floor for people who wanted to take a pilgrimage but couldn't, you know, walk all the way across Europe for some reason. So, my class looked at lots of these different shapes. They kind of figured out what size would work in the space that we had in the prairie. And so, yeah, it's a little bit like crop circles. There's some concentric circles. You walk in and then have to do a little turn and turn again. And part of the idea is you kind of get lost in the shape of it and just can kind of enjoy walking and not thinking too much about where you are. And so it was fun to build. And I mean, Christy can say more about the day that the two of us spent out there laying out the labyrinth.
What I will say too is it's fascinating how you think you are, when you're walking the labyrinth, you think you're about to the center, and you take a turn and you find out you still have a ways to go. And again, that's similar to the metaphor of life, that you might be thinking you get to your end goal, your end result, but there's a twist or turn in life and you find that, oh, something else has come up. And so again, just the comparisons to what life is and the steps you take and is very fascinating. But so yes, Brian and I spent a day or an afternoon out at the prairie grass this summer, and we had our push mower, we had our measuring tape, we had spray paint, we had stakes, we had a mallet. I'm probably forgetting some things, but we had some supplies that we spent the day measuring from the center so many feet out, making sure that we had enough space to walk and for a riding mower to go through to maintain after we'd done the initial mowing, and then enough of a barrier so that when the prairie grass grows, it's significant enough to be an established barrier wall, per se, in between the concentric circles. And so we spent a full afternoon out there in the heat, but it was really fun. It was very rewarding, and to see our final product was awesome. And now we're very fortunate that our ground staff here at Central College has taken over the mowing for us. And so we did the initial mowing, but now they've jumped on board, and so we get to collaborate with them, and they've been wonderful addition to our team. And so now we're just looking forward to people going out and using it.
Well, Second Reformed Church had a labyrinth inside a few years ago, and that was really interesting. I had to sort of open my mind a little bit to say, okay, I'll try this and see what happens. And it was very interesting. There's something that sort of happens in these situations. What is it that happens, Brian?
Well, I think it's different for everybody, which is part of what's really neat. And so, you know, you can come to it with some specific thing that you're really wrestling with, or you can come, you know, curious or reluctant. You know, whatever you bring, I think it's just that act of movement and, you know, creating a space in life where you're not distracted and multitasking, I think. There's something about that, like I said, it goes way, way back in human history that people realize, you know, there's lots of ways to be spiritual, but there's something about that kind of physical movement that does something in our bodies and our minds. And so, yeah, I think it can be really powerful for different people, and it can be really different in different contexts and different occasions. So, you know, there's labyrinths inside churches, like you said, and there have been for a long, long time. And then there's labyrinths in natural settings like this that can, you know, trigger different feelings and emotions and thoughts. And so, I think it's the kind of thing you kind of have to try. And we're hopeful that lots of groups from the college will do it. We have all of our first year students will do this as part of a course that they take focused on wellness this year. And we're excited for community groups as well, whether it's, you know, church groups or others, or just individuals to go out and explore it.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the new Labyrinth in Pella with Christy Leonard, Assistant Dean of Students, and Brian Campbell, Director of Sustainability Education at Central College.
Well, it's sort of, I mean, we have all seen, different movies with the mazes through the English countryside. It sort of reminds me of that. Is it anything like that?
You know, I honestly am not familiar with these films, but I would say, what I would say, though, the difference between a labyrinth and a maze is that a maze has dead ends. There's tricks to it. And you go one way and you're not able to continue on. There is no tricks. There's no dead ends when it comes to a labyrinth. There's one way in and one way out. And so you're not forced to focus your concentration on, am I going the right way or not? You're kind of forced to focus all your energy on whatever is coming to your mind at the moment and processing that. And like Brian said, it's very individual. Someone might come in with a specific concern or problem and focus on that the entire time. Somebody might have a mantra that they're saying as they walk through. Somebody might have nothing on their mind and just see what comes to them. So I think the big difference between the labyrinth and the maze is that the energy that you have is not focused on the walk and getting to the middle. It's on what's going on in your mind and that spiritual practice, that meditation, that reflection that's happening.
It sort of structures us in the sense that the times I've done it, I went in with no preconceived notions, but as I was moving, I just felt my brain just sort of go limp. That's the best way I can describe it. But, and then my thoughts wandered everywhere. And, you know, because I think so much of the time we're thinking about the next thing we've got to do, the next thing we've got to get done, some aspect of life that might be problematic or whatever, you know, paying the mortgage off or what I need a new car or something. But there's just something about the structure of it makes us do something different and takes us off our own path onto a new path that maybe we discover. Am I just making this up?
No, I think that we don't always pay attention to how much our environment shapes us, you know, how the exterior landscapes that we live in shape the interior landscape, and vice versa. But, you know, too often we're in whether it's our homes, our offices, our classrooms, you know, or driving down the road, you know, those things are shaping how we think and feel, and they're structuring our, you know, our experience as well. And so, yeah, the hope is that a labyrinth can structure that sort of interior landscape in a different way, that we have, you know, a natural setting that's built on these, you know, very traditional patterns, that gets us doing something that's, you know, seemingly mundane, right? Just walking, just moving our feet forward, walking into this middle circle, pausing, walking back out. It seems really simple, but in a way, I think, like you're saying, you know, that simplicity is something we rarely make space for in our life. And so when we have that kind of structure in the physical landscape, it changes us, and that's really liberating. You know, we don't really have those kinds of spaces enough. I think we all know that, but we somehow can't figure out how to make the little changes and the big changes to change that environment.
Well, and to echo that, I think a labyrinth gives us permission to let all that stuff go. And it's a very intentional, structured opportunity for that, because our minds are cluttered. There is so much happening. And to, you know, reframe that landscape of our mind and that infrastructure of our minds, I do think it gives us permission for that. And it's not always easy. You walk in and it's hard to let that stuff go. I've observed students that have so many things on their mind and they start walking pretty fast, but as they are a little bit more intentional about taking the time to reflect and realizing what the exercise is about, you can see their pace slow down. You can see them spend a significant amount of time in the center. When you're in the center of the labyrinth, you don't have to stop and immediately walk back out. It's a space for reflection. And whether you sit in the center of the labyrinth, you stand, just observing things, closing your eyes, it's a great opportunity to reflect and then the walk back. So I think it's really neat to observe people. The students I've taken to labyrinths observe you can tell their mind is cluttered when they walk in and they have a different perspective walking out.
It's sort of like rebooting your brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sort of,
it really is.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a technical term or not of looking at, but that's what it's feeling like. And we've got skeptics out there. I know people are thinking, Bob, you three people are just crazy. But is right? But so what do you say to them? That, oh, this is a whole bunch of silliness. What do you say to them?
Give yourself permission to think differently. Try it. Have an open mind about it. Sometimes the things we're most skeptical about end up being the most rewarding. And so, yeah, I'm sure there are people out there that are saying, this is a bunch of bunk. What are they talking about? Going out in the grass, walking around and reflecting, what does that mean? But if we are intentional and take the time to do it, I think the rewards are multifold, and we're able to disconnect. And so things that bring us inner peace, values, opportunities to think about all of that is... We don't always take the time for it, but it's very meaningful if we do.
Yeah, I think we know that, you know, different people resonate with different kinds of spiritual practices, and that changes for different times of our life. I mean, I think there's days when you want to be, you know, in a pew with people around you and that kind of, you know, community experience, and there's days where you need to, you know, reboot in a different way and be alone. And you know, there's times where you can sit and pray and meditate, and there's times where your mind is racing, and if you try to sit, you know, you just get overwhelmed with those thoughts that are coming, like you said, whether it's the mortgage or the car payment or the, you know, thing you got to do. So sometimes this, you know, this is really helpful. And yeah, it's not for everybody. It's not for every day necessarily, but I think it's a nice addition to our community that to have a space where when that's what you need is something different, something to draw you outside and, you know, to be physically moving, that we're excited to have that as an option for students and for others. Because I think, you know, we know that on our campus and in Pella and in the world these days that's not always easy to find those spaces. And so it's nice to kind of mark that as an option for people.
Thanks to Christy Leonard and Brian Campbell for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.